at last night's Board of Education meeting, the board approved hiring two new positions. The first position is for an athletic assistant. The Parkway was unable to have an athletic trainer this year. We still are looking, but have not been able to get one yet. So we have created this new position, and this person, these people, we hired Destiny King and Katie Noonan for these positions, and they will be working with the coaches and athletes in first aid. They'll be providing concussion protocols and helping with some basic first aid services with the team. We want to thank Mercer Health and Community Sports and Therapy Center for help supporting us during this time. They're going to be working with them in trainings and helping them be more prepared for this position. And I know that they're still out looking, hoping to get an athletic trainer. Since not at the beginning of the year, maybe later. So fingers are still crossed that maybe something will happen there. But until then, we're excited to have this new position as athletic assistant to be able to support our coaches and athletes. Our second position that we created last night was for a literacy coach. Caroline Chittum has been taking extra classes in training on dyslexia and science of reading, and will be working to support our teachers in interventions and helping our students that are struggling in reading, and will be helping with providing extra support. So another position that we're excited to have next year. Also, at the meeting, we learned that the athletic building is still moving forward. Yesterday, they were able to pour the foundation pillars, and we're expecting the building to start going up here in August. And last night, they did approve the administrative raises at a 4% that matches that of the rest of the staff. Our next meeting will be Wednesday, August 14th at 6 o'clock in the community room.